This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was, they were on my show back in September 3rd of this year. We did a five-part series. We're talking no other than Seafair Exploration Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. And with us today is Mr. Don Beavers. He was a part of that five-part series. He is the president of Probability and Statistics, Inc. Don, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I was here earlier this year and wanted to come by and do an update.
Well, you know, speaking of updates, your company does the scientific research and development for Seafair. How's that progressing? And are you guys involved in the new Seafair or the Sea Searcher device?
Actually, we are. Probability and Statistics is a math and science company. We do all kinds of simulations and computation work, prototyping. Most of our business is aerospace, but we really, really enjoy working with Seafair because it's fun and exciting and a little different. We've been working with Seafair for, I guess, about 2 years now, and we're a significant shareholder. I guess I should mention that just for clarification. But when we first met Kyle, we became just absolutely intrigued with his company. They do underwater research and salvage. They're out looking for treasure chests out in the water.
Right.
And it's an absolute blast to work with them. They're great people. And they really, really are dedicated to getting their projects forward. And we really enjoyed working with them. When we first met them, we kind of reviewed their technology and found it really antiquated. I was surprised, but that whole industry has kind of missed the technology revolution. They're still using equipment from 50 years ago, and a lot of the process is manual. So we sat down with them and set a path forward for doing some research to improve their methods and their technology. And our goal simply was to make them the most, give them the biggest advantage, the most competitive out there.
You know, the last time you guys were on the show, you guys end up telling me about this great device that the whole team is working on and bringing to fruition. That being said, where are we at? How does the Sea Searcher device, how is it different from other technology? What makes it so special?
I think the difference is between this and the old technology. The old technology was basically a magnetometer, which would find iron. It would look for changes in the magnetic field in the seafloor as you sort of towed it behind a boat. And that technology does work to an extent, but on the right now, Kyle is working on the 1715 fleet, a wreck there. There were 12 ships with gold and silver. 11 never made it back to Spain. One French ship called the Griffin made it back. They've only found 6 of the 11 ships, and the other 5 are still out there. So we took a look at all of the opportunities out there that we could help with, such as new sensor arrays, new types of sensors, new software, better data analysis. And we worked with Kyle's company and another company, Wild Manta. I believe you talked to Tim Reynolds there. He's an excellent engineer. Part of our business is fabricating prototypes. But we're not into the production side of it, right? We'll make one, but it's really expensive to use our system. So Wild Manta went ahead and actually built the device for Seafair, the first one. Now, there are 10 in production. The first one's in the water now. I mean, it's out there today looking for treasure. The second one's fully funded in moving forward, and the other 8 are scheduled out as funding comes available. But we've already started doing some of the fabrication here. We make the larger parts and some of the odd parts because we have a fabrication facility here. Advantage of this is it's new technology. It's 2019 technology instead of 1970s technology. And the Sea Searcher, one of the arrays of services that it has is that it can see underneath the seafloor. So whether it's 10 feet, 20 feet, or 30 feet down, you can run the Sea Searcher over an area and actually see in 3 dimensions what's under there, which is it's an amazing advantage because you're some of the areas that they've looked before, you basically run a magnetometer over there, and then they say, okay, that looks like a spot, and they would physically go out there and dig to see if there was treasure there. And they're doing this underwater, which is very difficult. Now, you can take a 35-foot wide swath of the ocean and run the machine over there and just look to see if it's something that looks like it's going to be worthwhile. And then there are other sensors on there that will interrogate the metal and give you a pretty good idea of what actually it is down there. So this is an absolute game changer. This puts them incredibly ahead of their competitors. And we're very, very pleased. After we saw the results on the first one, they immediately went into production on more of them because this is a game changer. It is an absolute monstrous step forward in technology.
Now, Don, you guys are out on a site right now. I know the waters are choppy in Florida, but rumor has it that you guys are getting ready to explore something that's really big. Is there some truth to that?
Actually, I've seen the initial results, and we have about 700 computers here, and it's good to have us on your side because we can take the data. The new machine brings in tremendous amounts of data, much more than you would have had before. What it would have taken them 2 or 3 days to process, we can do in 4 or 5 minutes here. So, but with the number of computers we have in the software and the technology, we can really give them not only a picture of what's there, but a very clear picture because of all the processing capabilities. So I've seen the results from this, and it is extremely impressive. Of course, this is an all or nothing business. You either, it's binary. It's a one or a zero. You find the treasure or you don't.
Absolutely. Or you don't. Yeah, absolutely.
This gives them an opportunity to go over areas that they searched before using the best methods available, and now have a completely new picture. And it is going to, I know they've spent, 10 years, 12 years trying to find things. These devices are absolutely going to give them a competitive advantage in the marketplace. They're really, really good.
I want to just switch gears here just for a second. I know that you've been working with Seafarer for a pretty long time, especially on the blockchain projects. What's going on with that? Can you bring us up to speed?
Well, Kyle is very, very good at networking. That's the president of the company, and he's got a very good reputation. He initially talked to us about using blockchain technology to keep track of the treasure that he found. I know that's sort of preemptive, but the treasure is valuable. It's a lot of small pieces, and you need to be able to track it from the time it's in the water to the time it's in a museum. A very small coin might be worth $20,000 or $30,000. So you have to keep very, very close track of it. So he adopted blockchain on his system, and he was quite impressed with the whole process and began introducing this to some of the people in his network. And he actually opened up a little subsidiary called Blockchain Logistics, which has introduced us to Kyle's network, and we've done very well. Kyle knows a lot of people in Washington, D.C., and industry leaders. We picked up, 5 federal contracts now, and we're very close on a couple of state contracts, the smaller ones, cities and states and such. The technology is just now starting to grow. But that has worked very, very well. The whole idea here was to get, since he's in an all or nothing business, was to get him some cash flow. We pay him a commission as we service these contracts, and some of them are very long contracts. It'll be a nice revenue for him. So hopefully he'll have enough revenue coming in from his blockchain logistics business to cover his overhead and expenses, and then that takes a lot of the pressure off on the C-Searcher side of it.
My guest today has been Don Beavers. He is the president of Probability and Statistics, Inc. He's also a part of the team of Seafarer Exploration. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFRX. I do want to give out a disclaimer. I personally own around 250,000 shares that I have purchased in the open market in the last 3 months of the company. So, Don, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
Well, the stock is at what I consider to be a ridiculously low price. It's half a penny. I'm looking at the results on this, and I'm just wondering why. It doesn't make any sense. I see some real opportunities here. The wreck that they're working right now in Melbourne Beach has a tremendous potential. This new technology brings it within grasp. And I believe they're going to hit, and I think they're going to hit big, and I'm very excited about it. And I do recommend looking at that stock, because half a penny, it's, you know, if they do find a $100 million treasure or more, then that really does affect their market cap.
And that is your personal opinion, correct?
My personal opinion. I'm not an advisor or anything, but we're believers.
Don, thank you so much for coming on the show. Again, we're doing a three-part series on seafarer exploration. Another part will probably be in 5 or 6 days, and then we'll wrap it up with the CEO. Don, thank you so much for stopping by. I wish you guys nothing but the best out there. And, you know, keep us in the loop and stay in touch with us.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.